Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight. This is our fourth live today. Can you believe I'm thrilled? Because usually we don't go live, but I've decided that in 2021, we're going to change things up a little bit here. We're going to start doing a lot more lives and really exciting stuff. So these videos, apart from being live, after you can watch them on Roku, Chromecast, Amazon TV, Android TV, Apple TV, you can see it on Pluto, Zumo, Sony, Daily Motion, and a bunch of others, which is really, really cool. The podcast you can listen to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Podbean, but not only. I just can't remember them all. And don't forget to get over to see the latest edition of the In the Limelight with Clarissa magazine. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can find that on clarissaburt.com. All right. I think I've said it all. Oh, no. Let's not forget. Latest and the greatest entry here at In the Limelight Media is something I'm really, really excited about. And that is my collaboration now with MyNewsDesk.com. Yes, you're going to want to know about MyNewsDesk.com because I've been using them and they have really changed the trajectory of my business. This is for PR releases, news releases. You can get with hundreds of thousands of journalists all over the world to get your message out. If you got some really cool stuff going on, you want to get a PR release out, you want to just some news to go out, just so you know people know, you know, how to find you, and journalists can find you. Wouldn't it be great just, you know, for them to call you and say, hey, you know, can I write an article about you? Can you be on my show? Much like we do here. So that is really, really, really cool. You can, you know, you get your news stories covered, and they monitor, as I said before, billions of sources. I said that with a B, by the way, and I verified that it's with a B. All right, so we've got that out of the way, and I would love to say thanks. Love the glasses, Bill. Very kind of you. Yeah, they're just regular readers because I don't see much anymore without them. Let's bring her on. Have you all heard or even tried mental toughness, mental performance toughness? Well, I haven't, but Dr. Ellen Reed is going to tell us all about it. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
So cool to be talking about mental toughness. You are a mental toughness expert. You work with Dr. Jason Selk. Tell us first about him and his work, and then we'll get to yours a second.
Yes, absolutely. So Jason Selk, I've been working with for, close to 15 years. He actually kind of got his big start as the director of sports psychology for the St. Louis Cardinals. He started with the Cardinals when they won the year they won the World Series, and it had been, I think 20 years since they had won a World Series.
Wow.
And so it was really exciting. Then he wrote a best-selling book on sports psychology, sports psychology called 10-Minute Toughness.
Right.
And then, you know, people started to notice that, and Jason started to notice that, these fundamentals that work so well with athletes really work just as well, if not better, with business professionals,
right?
And really anybody. So these fundamentals that he developed really started to kind of take off with people other than athletes. And so, you know, Jason really has spent years and years and years studying highly successful people and working with highly successful people. And so he, you know, through studying these people, he began to notice, you know, kind of a common thread. And that common thread was that these people that have sort of achieved these kind of superhuman levels of success have really seemed to have this quality where they were able to keep their minds focused on solutions, especially in the face of adversity. Mm-hmm. And so that focus on solutions is really what set them apart. And so that is mental toughness. You know, that is relentless solution focus. And that's the way that we define it, is the mind's ability to stay focused on solutions, especially in the face
and
of
not
adversity.
The problem. Right.
Yes,
and not
absolutely.
The problem. Right.
Absolutely.
So I really love, you know, you can see down the ticker, it's jasonselk.com if you want to jump over there and take a look. But I love the word relentless.
Yes.
And he uses the word, the relentless pursuit of greatness, developing the mental toughness for peak performance. Really good stuff. And, you know, not always an easy task, Ellen.
No, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think the word relentless is crucial because it's easy to be solution focused when your first solution works, right? Or you come up with something and you try it and it happens to work. But how often does that happen? You know, we're living in the real world, right? And we deal with real problems. And so the relentless piece of it is critical. And, you know, continuing to get your mind on, okay, what's one thing I can do that could make this better?
So
one
you add,
inch of improvement.
Right, exactly. Well, you and Jason Selk, Dr. Jason Selk, wrote a book together called Relentless Solution Focus. Let's get to that right away. I want to hear more about it.
Yes. So Relentless Solution Focus is essentially another way of defining mental toughness. You know, really, they're one and the same. Again, it's your mind's ability to stay focused on solutions. Now, the thing about it is that we all know, like, it's nothing new that it's good to be positive, right?
Right,
good to be optimistic. It's good to try to keep your focus on solutions. We know this, but we haven't been taught how to do it.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of research on optimism. You know, optimism has been really heavily researched. And, you know, the findings are very clear that optimistic people are happier, they're healthier, they're more successful. You know, they have better, more lasting friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, the benefits of optimism really kind of go on and on.
Right.
And, it doesn't have to be limited to that small percentage of people that happen to be born with it. Right. Those kind of
let me stop you there a second.
Yeah.
Let me stop you there, Ellen. You know, it's a great word. And I love optimism, just like, you know, relentless. I love optimism, but it has been really difficult to be optimistic this last year for all the reasons we know.
Yes.
What say you? I mean, what would a next step be in you know, in doom and gloom times to how can we stay optimistic?
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's hard to stay optimistic even in normal times, you know, and let alone in 2020, you know, now
I was going to go there.
So for even in normal times, you know, for normal people, we have what's called problem-centric thought, where our brains go to the problem first. We focus on the problems first. It's just the way we're wired. It's just the way we're designed. You know, if you think about it, you know, are you the kind of person, or any of us the kind of people, who do, you know, 99 things right in a day? And one thing less than perfectly, you know, and when on your drive home from work or, you know, now a lot of us are working from home, right? You're thinking about that one, right? You're thinking about the one thing that didn't go perfectly.
Yeah.
And again, that's typical. That's normal. So if that sounds like you, you know, you're not broken, you're normal. So essentially what mental toughness is, though, is we're training you how to become abnormal. Mental toughness is abnormal, but people that have discovered this sort of secret to success, secret to life in developing this relentless solution focus or this optimism, you know, really reap the benefits. And I think, you know, to your point that it's hard and it doesn't come naturally, even in, you know, even in normal times, it takes consistent training. And right. That's the key. That's the key.
When's the time in someone's life where, it's the time to say, I need to work with Ellen, Dr. Selk. I need to start working on, this pursuit of greatness. Yeah. And I know it's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it. Is it going into adversity while you're in adversity, as you're coming out of adversity? When's the best time?
Well, I think all of the above. I think I wish I had a more exciting answer for that, but I think all of the above. Some people seek us out when they're really struggling in life. Some people seek us out when they're, really there and they just want help getting to that next level. And, that's the thing with kind of the mental side of your game is that there's really no end point to it. Right. Like it's not like you develop mental toughness and then you check it off your list and then you go about your life.
Right.
It takes consistent work. And the good news, though, is that the work really doesn't take a significant amount of time. We've got a couple tools outlined in our book that all in all take less than 3 minutes a day to complete. So it's not about devoting a lot of time. It's about the consistency of doing the things that are going to rewire your brain, take advantage of your brain's neuroplasticity, the ability.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I understand. So would someone work on one issue problem at a time, or is this really more of an overarching sort of approach to, well, while I'm in it, I might as well work on my marriage. I'm going to work on, my body. I'm going to be working on my business. Or is it one thing at a time?
So I think the answer is both. I think the relentless solution focus is a framework for how to attack your problems, one problem at a time, one inch at a time. Mm-hmm. And so there's a tool in the book that Jason has kind of coined as the relentless solution focus tool. And the tool comes in the form of a question. And I think anybody out there that's watching or listening should write this down because this can really help you. And that question is, what's one thing I can do that could make this better?
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing I can do that could make this better? It's so simple, right? It's so simple. But when we just try to tell ourselves, well, I'm just going to try to be more positive and I'm just going to try to be more optimistic. Mm-hmm. It's really tough to do without a concrete tool to teach us how to and redirect our focus. Mm-hmm. So when you catch yourself focused on a problem, whether that being a problem in your marriage or a problem at work or a problem with your kids or, whatever it is, when you catch yourself feeling negative emotion associated with your brain being focused on a problem, use that question.
Right.
You keep it where you'll see it. Put it on your nightstand. Put it on your mirror.
Right. So everybody, we're talking to Dr. Ellen Reed. The book is Relentless Solution Focus. Where can we find that, doctor?
Amazon. If you go to relentlesssolutionfocus.com, it'll take you to a few different sources that you can go right to getting the book. Okay. It will be worth your time.
Fantastic. So, okay. So let's say, great. I want to do this. I'm ready for the change. I'm going to dive in. I'm going to work with Dr. Ellen. What can they expect? What's the first step? Let's walk them through the process a little bit.
Yes. Yes. So the first thing we do is we develop a framework, right? We've got to have a framework that we can work from so that we know whether we're moving in the right direction, and that framework involves a couple different things. It involves establishing a vision, where you want to be in life, more in the short term, but also in the long term, 5 to 10 years down the road, where do you want to go? Because if you don't know where you want to go, you have a really small chance of getting
there. You need a map, right?
Yes.
You need the map.
And, we ask some pretty big questions that people a lot of times haven't taken the time to answer because they seem like such big questions. Like, for example, what is your purpose in life? What are your top priorities in life? And, people really have a hard time kind of committing to asking themselves that question because they're afraid of getting it wrong.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we really stress in the book is do not worry about trying to get it perfect. Pick something, get a starting point, and you can modify it as you go.
Right.
So we really want to establish a vision. And then we establish, okay, what do you need to be doing then on a daily basis to help you achieve that vision? And that's the important part. That's the integrity piece of the framework that we talk about in the book is what do you need to be doing on a daily basis to get there?
Is it an honor system or is there an accountability partner?
Well, anything that you can do to help yourself be more accountable. Right. I'm a fan of. And there's a tool in the book. It's called the success log. And I think that's such a great question because that's such an important piece of this,
is the accountability
part of it.
Sure.
And it's like any, you know, we all could probably think of a handful of examples of this in our own lives. You know, you have good intentions about something and you kind of get going on it. And then a few days or weeks into it, you kind of peter out because you haven't established that accountability system.
Right. Yeah.
And that's
the New Year's resolution piece.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. And so we've got in the book, there's a tool called the success log. And the success log, again, it takes you 1 minute a day. So it's one of the two kind of big tools in the book that we're going to ask you to do on a consistent basis. But
right.
It takes you less than a minute a day to complete, but it keeps you on track. And
right.
It keeps you accountable. And it teaches you how to get back on track if you fall off track. And I think the important, you mentioned the New Year's resolutions.
Right.
And I think this is a really important point, is that so many of us are trying to do too much with our resolutions, with our schedules, with our commitments. We're all overloaded. And when we try to do everything, you know this, we don't do any of it well.
Yeah, right.
And so a big part of the framework is identifying, hey, you know, what's most important? And let's identify what's most important and then let's work on nailing that.
Right. Wow. Okay. That would be the first step is, you know, to get that whole, now, are they working directly with you? Are there courses and classes aside from the book?
So the book walks you through the framework and it walks you through the tools. We do individual coaching as well. We do have some kind of courses available on our website and contact info on our website.
Right.
It's what we try to do with the book is make it so that anyone can do it.
Right.
You know, we see the effects of this in our clients every day, you know, with, again, people that are really struggling in life or
sure.
the people that are, you know, already experiencing a lot of success that want
right.
to get to the next level.
Right.
And the effects of this are, you know, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get that to as many people as we can, you know, and
sure,
so that's what exactly. And so, and you can do it, you know, you may be thinking, you know, the collective you out there may be thinking, but gosh, you know, I just wasn't born with that, you know, that optimism or that solution
right.
focus or that
right.
drive or that,
right.
you know, but
ambition,
but
right.
Exactly. You
yeah.
know, anyone can do this and it's very simple and it's a very simple and very concrete process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it sure beats, you know, it sure beats the opposite, which is bitching and moaning about your life
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
you know,
yeah.
nothing's working and
yes.
I hate my life. Well, okay, let's work with, you know, Dr. Ellen. And
yes. Well, and you know, we all have those people in our lives, right?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
seem to do that a lot. And, you know, the truth of it is that it's really easy for us to kind of pick out when other people are doing that,
mm-hmm.
but it's much harder for us to self-assess when we ourselves
yes.
are the ones that are focused
yeah.
on the problems.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. It's really good to have that sounding board and have, you know, that program, you know, the organogram, if you will, all worked out. This is what you got to do. And then work through it with somebody. And I personally agree with you that, you know, the accountability partner, I
yes.
think is key. For me,
yes.
it would be key. Because,
yes.
you know, I tend to let myself slide.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I've worked all day.
Yes.
I don't really feel like it. You know,
yes.
it's cold. I don't want to go work out. I don't, you know, the whole thing. So yeah, definitely having accountability partner is key.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ask without any names, no names, but
sure.
what comes to mind when you think of how your work has really, really so positively affected someone's life? What was that case scenario?
You know, we work with, you know, professional athletes, Olympic athletes, you know, business owners, CEOs. But for me, I think it's the mom or the high school student who's really struggling and experiencing a lot of anxiety and a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, those are the situations, those are the cases, those are the clients where I feel like, you know, that's when I'm doing a really good thing. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, and you know, I will tell you this too, that the professional athlete, the CEO, their issues and their struggles are no different than the struggles of anybody else. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And that's why these fundamentals, you know, I think are so universal.
That's because interesting.
Our struggles are universal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we just get older, but our problems don't. The issues
yes.
don't, you know, and
yes.
some of them just stay yes. with us for a really long time.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important. It's imperative. And it's really key to work them out, you know, just because that is what, if you stay in stuck for a really long time, that's when you're, you know, I think that's when you can, you know, you're sitting around going, my life sucks yeah. and I hate my life. And I don't stay in stuck, move
yes.
on. You've got,
yes.
you know, you've got the option. You've got, just, there are tools out there
yes.
and resources and books
yes.
and courses and classes and meetups
yes.
and groups and people. There's all kinds of things
there
to
is.
Move on. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that can sometimes too be overwhelming for people, that there's
right.
so much out there. You know, where do I start?
Yeah.
Just pick something, you know, just start with one thing, you know,
right.
what, and don't try to do too much. You know, don't set 3 New Year's resolutions. Don't even set 2 New Year's resolutions. Start with right. one and start
right.
with something realistic and develop the self-confidence to know that, you know, I committed to exercising 2x this week and I did it. You know,
yeah.
that is so much more effective and so
sure.
much more efficient at promoting growth than saying, hey, I'm going to exercise every day this week. You know,
right.
even though I probably am not going to do it, at least that'll put me further ahead than had I not set that goal.
Yeah, and then you feel good about yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then when you start
yeah.
to feel really good about yourself and, you know, little incremental changes, you know, they get you gassed up to do more.
Yes,
right? Wow, I did that. I could probably push myself to the next level. Listen,
yes.
Dr. Ellen, I can't thank you enough for being with
oh,
us.
My pleasure.
Tell everybody where they can find you on social.
So I'm on Instagram. I think it's Dr. Ellen Reed. you can tell how much I'm on there.
Right.
I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook. Just look up Dr. Ellen Reed.
Absolutely.
And go to jasonselk.com and you can find more info about it.
And it's
us.
In the ticker right there
yes.
about underneath the video, everybody. So
yes.
again, I thank you so much. These are the things
thank
that entrepreneurs need to hear. Entrepreneurs, a lot of them took a hit this year. And you know, they're kind of feeling a little, so I'm speaking to a lot of people. This is what I do pretty much all
yes.
day long.
Yes.
A lot of them are, you know, took a hit and they're in the doldrums and they're looking for ways to, you know, to perk up, change their lives, move on and never look back. So
yes.
I'm so excited
yes.
that you've been on the show. So thanks very much
thank
again.
You.
We'll talk to you again, everybody. We will see you again very soon with yet another episode of In the Limelight with Clarissa. Stay tuned for the next one. Bye, everybody, for now. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight. Okay.
All right.